We gather here together.
We gather to. I was singing the other day. I was doing some gardening and I was singing all the like harvest and sowing things that we sing at Thanksgiving from the Lutheran church. I don't know, because I just started thinking about like farming, you know, agriculture. Anytime I go outside and I'm like pulling weeds, I'm like, feel like I'm, you know, being one with the earth. You should
On the
see.
prairie.
Well, I'm planting, I'm really deplanting, I'm unplanting weeds. It just made me think about harvesting. Don't look at me like that.
Wow.
You're making me
Well,
nervous.
yours just feels very like boring. I don't know. I'm just picturing it. And it's like on film in black and white, and you're wearing a bonnet, and it's kind of depressing. And you're singing this stuff out loud.
Probably just humming because I was in my front yard. I'm not a psychopath.
Just a funny picture.
It's just funny how those like songs from yesteryear, the hymnals from the
Yes.
early turn of the century. Wait, we just had a century turn, didn't we? 2 century turns ago. I don't know when those Lutheran hymns were written, but sometimes they just come flooding into your brain. I'm gonna have to cut all this out because you're looking at me like I'm not even speaking English.
I'm sorry, I can see you getting sweaty over it. I'm not trying to make you feel any certain kind of way. I just the picture that you're painting is just sounds really weird. It doesn't seem like anything that I can picture you doing.
Pulling weeds?
I can picture you pulling weeds, but humming hymns from yesteryear sounds strange.
It was all about harvesting around Thanksgiving time. And so when I'm outside, I sing Lutheran harvesting hymns. What? That's not weird.
Okay, let's quote her on that and we'll check back in a little while.
Back, friends. You are listening to the Struggle Well Project, the podcast that helps you live your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away. At the top of the show, you heard my sister telling me that I was boring. How rude. Do you see how she treats me? I thought it was regular to talk about agriculture hymns while weeding. I don't know. Apparently, it's just me. If you want more of my sister being rude to me, and me being a completely regular hymn singing gardener, we can help you out. Just go to patreon.com/strugglewellproject. You will get 2 additional shows a month plus a thriving Facebook community. We want to see you there. Okay, so this week we are finishing up our 4-part series about well. What does the well framework mean? We know that 1 is wait. 2, the E is expect. The first L is look again. And today we're going to talk about the 4th L. Please go back and listen to those 3 episodes. I have gotten a lot of really good feedback from y'all about them being helpful. And so if you haven't done it yet, please do listen to the first 3. Here is the final one. And we are going to talk about this last L, lean in. I think we can all understand the basic concept of leaning in. Leaning in comes after you've taken a breath with the weight. You've expected, you've realized you serve a God who can do anything. He can literally change anything into anything else. There's no limits to what he can do. You've looked again, you've reframed it. So now you've really kind of been looking at the struggle from all angles. You can't get out of it. What can you do? At the point where you lean in, you quit resisting the situation and you've decided to just enter into it. It's the moment where we stop fighting against it and just go with it and see what happens. Fighting against the struggle is probably something that you've done a lot. And so you know how that ends, right? Not usually that well. It ends with you getting frustrated and frazzled and trying to escape. But all that stops when you lean in. When you lean in, you're at the place where you get to stop cursing the situation and you get to get curious about it instead. What if I did a different thing here? What is God trying to teach me in this situation? Because it keeps coming up and I'd like that to stop. So much of life feels like that movie, Groundhog's Day. Have you seen it? My memory of movies is terrible, but my husband loves that movie, so I've seen it a lot. And in case your husband doesn't make you watch this movie over and over, I'll just tell you. It's where Bill Murray gets stuck in the same exact day on repeat. Everything is identical, even down to the Sonny and Cher song that plays on the radio alarm clock when he wakes up. Parenting can feel like that. Work can feel like that. Relationships in general can sometimes feel like that. Everything on repeat. We've done this so many times. And we can get mad at that and we can want to escape that, or we can get curious about what would happen if I did this different thing. I've paid my counselor a lot of money to remind me on repeat that I can't change other people. My church has a very helpful and infuriating sometimes phrase that they use in their marriage ministry, but it works for all situations. It goes along with that we can't change people. They always say, draw a circle around yourself and fix everything inside that circle. That is so good. I have literally taken two fighting children to the courtyard and had them draw a chalk circle around themselves on the concrete and then facilitate a discussion on what they can do to improve the situation inside that circle. You should try it. It is so good. Works with grownups too. So since we know we can't change other people, and since sometimes our struggles are on repeat and we have no choice but to deal with them over and over and over, let's lean in. Let's get curious. Let's see what happens if we change one small thing. So this part of the WELL framework is like one of those choose your own adventure books where you come to a fork in the road. Do you remember the choose your own adventure books? Go check them out from the library. If not, they are hysterical. So you get to a fork in the road in this book where you can make a choice. You can drive your car further into the forest, even though you don't have a lot of gas, or you can go back to the campsite and try to face the bear that is eating all of your food, things like that. And you get to make whatever decision you want, and the story changes based on that decision. These books are so funny to me as an adult reading them with my kids, because I always choose the most logical choice and I always end up dying. One time I took the very most obvious choice and I ended up getting eaten alive by ants. I was like, what? I'm trying to teach my kids good decision making here. Anyway, whatever. I digress. But in the Choose Your Own Adventures books, the fork in the road is an opportunity. The struggle that we have is an opportunity. So our daily struggles, the forks in the road, the reason it's important to see them this way is that it helps us see that they're not dead ends. We're not stuck forever and ever. Amen. How we show up in the struggle, we have a choice in that. Is our posture one of protecting ourselves from the negative effects that we've already decided are going to happen from this struggle? Or are we curious and open to the possibilities that could happen if we showed up differently? When was the last time you ate a breakfast that you felt good about? Like a breakfast that is nourishing to your body. I've told you about them before, but I love Daily Harvest, especially now that I have so much less time. It's ready in 5 minutes. You have real organic fruits and vegetables delivered to your door. Stop it. It does not get easier than that. Daily Harvest will deliver carefully sourced, chef-crafted smoothies, savory bowls, overnight oats, and more built on fruits and vegetables. Everything stays fresh in the freezer till you're ready to eat it. Nothing's going to be spoiling and you're going to feel mad that you had to throw it away. They have more than 50 options. My favorite are the smoothies, and each single serving cup takes only one step to prepare. I've been eyeballing this apple and green smoothie because it seems so refreshing for the summer. They also have a mango and greens smoothie. I think I'm gonna have to try both of those out. Daily Harvest really is the easiest, most delicious way to load up on fruits and vegetables first thing in the morning, before bed, or anytime in between. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code SWP to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code SWP for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. That's daily-harvest.com. So we spend a third of our life in our sheets. It's about time for a bedding upgrade, wouldn't you say? I have told you before, but I love my Brooklinen sheets. They are incredibly soft, very, very comfortable. I've bought cheaper sheets before, and they, not only are they scratchy, but they end up getting holes in them. What's that about? Not my Brooklinen sheets. Nope, not at all. Brooklinen was founded in 2014 by a husband and wife, and their mission was to make 5-star hotel quality sheets more affordable and easy to order. Well, they succeeded. And that is why Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. And I just looked on their website, and they now have sheets for your kids' beds. They have little swaddler blankets for bebes. They have a bunch of cute stuff. You need to check it out. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, and now it's time for you to have some. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You can get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use promo code SWP at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code SWP. These really are the best sheets ever. If you're not familiar with Brené Brown, I would recommend that you be familiar with her. I bet that you already are. But leaning in, the concept of leaning in is basically her idea of wholehearted living, being vulnerable, showing up and being fully there and seeing what happens. So I wanted to relate all of this to parenting because I think most of us are parents. And in Brené Brown's book, Daring Greatly, she quotes a guy named Joseph Pierce, and he says, "What we are teaches a child more than what we say. So we must be what we want our children to become." Even though the vulnerability of parenting is terrifying at times, we can't afford to armor ourselves against it or push it away. It's our richest, most fertile ground for teaching and cultivating connection, meaning, and love. I thought that was really, really good. In Brené Brown's book, Daring Greatly, she has a whole chapter on wholehearted parenting. I would recommend that. I love all of her stuff. They would be great things to learn if you're into this leaning in concept. So in Acts 9, Paul went from Saul to Paul on the road to Damascus. He had a really intense meeting with Jesus. He did not even know what was about to happen. And at one point, Jesus asked him, "Why are you kicking against the goads?" And what he meant was, "Why are you digging your heels in and being so stubborn and being against me?" And I think when we are encountering a struggle over and over and over, very likely God is trying to work on our character. He's trying to work something out in us, and he's trying to use people and situations to build our character. Just like I tell my kids all the time, I am more interested in your character than your happiness. I want you to be happy, but I really want you to be godly human beings. God is interested in our character. The struggles, our character building. That's what Romans 5 talks about. And I think when we come to struggles thinking they're just going to be the worst and they just need to get out of the way before we can enjoy our lives, which is where I was when I started this podcast like 4 years ago, we're missing the whole point. And all we're doing is kicking against the goads. So I looked that up. It is a kind of agricultural term. You know me, I like farming and singing about it. Apparently, the farmers would try to get the oxen moving in the right direction. And so they had these slender little sticks and they were pointed on one end just to get them going in the way that they needed to go. Well, the oxen, they don't like that. And they wanted to quit being poked to go in a certain direction. So they'd kick the goad. They would just start kicking at these slender poked pieces of wood. And guess what? It ended up hurting them even more than the occasional poking when you're getting off track. I really feel that I do that. When God is trying to teach me something, I decide that little bit of poking to get me in the right direction, that's annoying. So I'm going to like punch it. Well, that's stupid. That's a real stupid move there, Em. And I think if we can show up and lean in to that fork in the road and go, what could I learn here? How could I do this different? How could I stop punching sharp sticks? It's a lot like our kids. We're trying to get them to head in the right direction. They're not having it. And it ends up getting out of control, blowing up, snowballing, where they're grounded for eternity and everybody's crying. It didn't have to go like that. We are not as different from our kids as we'd like to think. The phrase, "if you can't beat them, join them," comes to mind. And when God is trying to teach us things, guess what, sisters? We can't beat him. So we might as well join him, might as well lean into the situation and see if we can't learn something. So that is it. We've got wait, expect, look again, and lean in. That spells well. That is how we struggle well. I would love to hear what your favorite part about that little framework is. Is it helping? What is different when you apply that? So will you do a little homework for me and apply that and send me an email telling me what that is doing for you? Send me an email at hello@strugglewellproject.com. Okay? So this is the last one that I plan to do by myself for a while because they take a lot of time and I don't have a lot of time right now, but I really do hope they've been helpful. Let me go ahead and pray for us. Lord, thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for your willingness to engage with us and nudge us in the right direction. Thank you for not giving up on us when we try to buck against everything you're doing to get us on the right track. God, would you change our perception of you, our perspective of the situation? Lord, would you grow us into the godly people that you had in mind when you created us? God, would you not let a single lesson not bear fruit in our lives? Please help us be different. Help us act different. Help us model you to a watching world. Help us think the kiddos in our homes are important enough to model to. Help us realize that all the small interactions in our day, they matter. Help us show up and lean into them. Help us see that it makes a difference to other people. In Jesus' name, amen.